It's Wednesday morning and time for Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESB Financial for banking, investments, trusts, and mortgage. And we say good morning to Karen Summers. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Ron Thomas. How are you?
I'm great today. How about you?
I am great today, too.
Welcome to September, Karen.
That's right. September 1. Wow. Wow. Time's flying by, isn't it?
It really is, and I can't wait for the beginning of fall, which I think officially is the 22nd of this month.
It is the 22nd.
I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So, you say you can't wait for the beginning of fall. Have you ever noticed that we all talk about, we can't wait until this happens, we can't wait until that happens? I mean, like, wasn't it Scarlett O'Hara says, I'll worry about that tomorrow. I'm not going to worry about that today. So that's kind of got me thinking. Little Orphan Annie says, the sun will come up tomorrow, right? And so we're talking about what's going to happen when we retire, what's going to happen when the pandemic's open, what we're going to do when this happens. And so we're so busy worrying about what's going to happen in the future, sometimes we get to live for today. Have you ever thought about that, Ron?
Let's live for today, Karen. Let's do that right now.
Okay. So this may be a ring around the rosy to tell you the story, but we've been talking about how we are having a coin circulation disruption.
It really is. I can tell you, I've been to a couple of places that had no quarters, dimes, or nickels.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's true. Right now, we have a disruption of the coin circulation. So, there's a statement that the U.S. Task Force said the economy really isn't experiencing a coin shortage, but $48.5 million in coins are dormant inside American households. So do you have a jar that you throw your chains in and say, someday, we're going to have some money to do something? What about your kids' piggy banks? Have you ever put on a jacket and you reach in and, oh my gosh, I have four quarters in here? We're looking through an old purse and finding money there. So what can we do today to help this? And, of course, the Fed is asking banks to tell people to, spend their coins. And so in all three of our banks, we have coin counters. And this is a ton of fun for kids to come in. We have a little stool so they can stand up and they can look at it and throw their piggy bank coins in there. Or you could throw your crock jar coins in there. And then what you get to do with it, for a kid, you could open a Super Saver savings account designed especially for kids.
Yeah.
And then they can watch their savings grow. They're going to get a superhero cape when they open up their account. And then they get a present every year and a birthday card. And this is just one way to make living it in the moment. Maybe today you talk with your kids when they get home from school. What have you heard? Have you heard that we're kind of in a coin shortage? Maybe what we ought to do is deposit our coins, or let's go to the bank and see how much we have in coins and put in the coin machine.
And that money adds up. My wife was just in there about a week ago, and it was $100 we had in a coin jar.
Yeah. And, it's not earning any money in your jar. So bring it in. We welcome everything. There are businesses that can't make change. There's a lot of businesses that rely on coin, grocery stores, car washes, vending machines, all kinds of things. And this is a learning experience for kids. Have them think of the different kind of businesses that use coins. And welcome back to school.
And it's a lot of fun to use that coin machine, too. Oh, by the way.
It is.
Yeah. Well, money message for us.
Money message, don't forget, mark your calendars if you haven't already heard. We're having a free community-wide shred day and e-waste recycle day on Saturday, September 18, 9 to noon at our 8th and Merchant Street Bank. It's in our parking lots just off Constitution and KBOE and the City of Emporia and Lyon County E-Waste. They're all partnering with ESB Financial to bring this to you.
Save the date, September 18th, Saturday between 9 and noon. Thank you, Karen.
Thank you, Ron.
Have a great day. Karen Summers, ESB Financial, managing your money. ESB Financial, an Emporia tradition since 1901, with locations in Emporia and Manhattan. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Good morning. It is 7:45. Wednesday's here. So is the month of September, and so is our good friend Dave Harding, Fanistel's Fresh Local Market. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, Ron, and happy September.
Happy September to you. How are things at the market?
We're doing great out here, and looking forward to the big Labor Day weekend coming up. You know, there'll be lots of people grilling with family.